Good evening, everyone. This is Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. It's 5:30 p.m. We're here for a regular scheduled council meeting. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Could I get a roll call, please?
All council members are present.
Thank you. We're going to start with the invocation from Pastor Bill Jones from Bethel Community Church. If you'd like to join us, please stand.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members and staff and attendees. Would you please pray with me? Most gracious Father, we thank you for your presence here this afternoon, and we ask, Father, for your blessings to be upon this body. Father, as our city leaders prepare to respond to the needs and to the request of the city, we just pray for our city to continually prosper and to be well kept. We ask, Father, for guidance, understanding, and wisdom as they deal with the city business. And Father, we pray that as we embark upon the summer holidays, that we would remain or maintain a good, safe, and blessed city. We ask your presence to be upon us as we go from here, and we thank you, Father, for your blessings and for your presence in this body. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Please follow me in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. All right, we have a proclamation to give out, National Lineman's Day. If I could get people from MEC up here. Whereas the profession of lineman is steeped in personal, family, and professional tradition, and whereas linemen are often first responders during storms and other catastrophic events, working to make the scene safe for other public safety heroes, and whereas linemen must work high atop power lines 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, oftentimes in inclement weather, to keep electricity flowing. And whereas the linemen must also often work under dangerous conditions, separated from their families, to keep schools and businesses open. And whereas the linemen deserve recognition from the community regarding the importance and danger of their work. Now, therefore, I, Steve D'Amico, Mayor of Bullhead City, do hereby proclaim Friday, April 18th, 2025, as National Linemen's Appreciation Day. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 15th day of April 2025. Steve D'Amico, Mayor of Bullhead City.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Steve, and the City Council. We consider these folks our superheroes. So, thank you very much.
All right, call the public. If you have a group with four or more people with you, let us know. You get 5 minutes. If you're an individual, you get 3 minutes. With that being said, who would like to come up first?
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. I'm here to announce.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
Oh, excuse me, Barbara Pape. I am here to announce Colorado River Republicans Women's Monthly Meeting, which is on Wednesday, May 7th at the Chaparral Country Club, 1260 Mojave Drive. This is a luncheon, and you can order hamburgers, cheeseburgers, chef salad, and turkey sandwich. Our guest speaker is Mojave County Education Superintendent John Warren. I believe our community is eager to learn about the focus and the plans for the upcoming 2025-26 year. You are, if you are not a member, our community is always welcome as these meetings, as you join these meetings. Thank you and good night.
Thank you. Who'd like to come up next?
Hi there, my name is Diana Lestat with the Bullhead City Elks Lodge, number 2408. I just wanted to invite the mayor, the city council, and of course the families of Bullhead City. We are having our annual Easter egg hunt this Saturday, April 19th at 9 a.m. at Dean Hackett Park, which is at 1051 Terrace Drive, the corner of Terrace Drive and Marina Parkway Drive. We're going to have face painting. We're going to have the Easter Bunny there. The Easter egg hunt starts at 9 a.m. And when it is over, we, of course, they can take pictures of the Easter Bunny and have their face painted. But also, every kid is going to have their own Easter basket that we're making for everybody, too. So we just want to definitely invite parents and grandparents to come on out and have a great time. Thank you.
Who'd like to come up next?
Sean Reed, Bullhead City. What I'm prepared to say today, I've talked to a few of you guys, and you actually didn't get this email, so I'm apologizing ahead of time. So I'm just going to read the email that I sent to three of you guys that are veterans of the council. Of course, you all know that the veteran organizations and veteran causes are very near and dear to my heart. So it's basically, I'm writing in regards to my numerous requests at council meetings to somehow garner your support and support of council members who are veterans, yet somehow don't seem the value in supporting local veterans who are in dire need of support from our local leaders. To say the least, the lack of even acknowledgement in finding out what can be done, we have an epidemic of epic proportions in this county alone. The rate of suicide is nearly 245% among veterans. With only a 22,000 estimated population, and it's shameful to have to be the one to reach out to the other veterans and council members on this council. You should at least write, email, make a call or something to at least make an attempt. And I'm a little disheartened at that lack. The concern for vets and being one yourself, maybe you should show a little more interest in this cause. I know it may be a personal dislike for me, but it's really not for me. It's the cause that you're supporting. And I guess we'll see how this goes, and we'll see how the support endures. So, being a little short on time, Arizona Veteran Canine recently received its Arizona Qualified Charitable Organization status from the state of Arizona, which is a phenomenal feat in of itself because it was a proctology exam that I'd rather not repeat. That alone solidifies some standard that we maintain. We are a qualified veteran charitable organization under the state register. And we maintain everything in good standing. So we're legit. We've been around 5 years. And I'd like to see an abundance of support. They deserve it. It's not only about the canines with us. It is about a whole circle of support. We do food. We do clothing. We do temporary shelter. We do a whole lot more than just dogs. The dogs are key, but there is a whole lot more to this, and we'd like to reduce that 245%. So our new initiative is 22-0, and that is our strategic goal going forward. We're going to eliminate the 22 a day as much as possible. And I'm not trying to stifle anyone or point fingers, but I would like to see a little bit more veteran support than we have been getting. And it's just an olive branch that I like to extend. And we'll be doing a lot more in terms of that going forward. we can stop the suicide rate in our county. It is the highest of any counties in the state. Thank you.
Thank you. Who'd like to come up next?
Ready for Bullhead. Alfonso, D'Amico, Newland, and Ring, you guys voted to give yourselves a raise last meeting on April 1st. I think some of you might have also given yourself a COLA raise when Brady was the mayor. I guarantee you the voters in a year or two are going to know who voted for a raise. The nays were Dahlman, Rodney Head, and O'Neill. Thank you for that. Now, over the weekend, I had a doctor's appointment, just happened to have one, and then I attended two veterans resources across the river there in Nevada. They didn't advertise it at all. I had a blood test on a Thursday, and then the next Thursday I had an appointment with my doctor. That's the way they do it over there every 6 months. So there was a flyer there that they were having a meeting that day at the library. Just what a dog and pony show. It was worse than Rick Letman did here the 2 days before that. Dog and pony. I'm getting sick of it. Letman has no idea what a veteran is. He should leave us alone. It's bad enough. Yeah, apparently some veterans are finally getting fired. Well, they're the ones that need to go up there in the big wig place up there in Pecos. I don't know how many of you guys ever even been driven by it. I just can't believe that Letman is doing all this for votes. Oh, and here's Toby's manager's report. Since I can't comment on your report until next meeting, let me come on it now. The highway right turn lanes. How come it took them 3 weeks down there? They were sitting and doing nothing. There wasn't a man down there at all. Why were they sitting? Well, they weren't sitting. They weren't even there. Now, this city budget workshop, yeah. When I first started coming here, you used to take 3 days to do it. Now you got it down to a half a day. That sucks. I want to be able to comment on it. Grand opening of the Abbott. That's right in my neighborhood. You've added 300 cars down there at that intersection. They still haven't, but they went from the sewer line or water line, or they haven't repaired the whole street. I guess we're going to pay for that, the taxpayer. But I don't see any studio apartments. There are no affordable housing in this town. And I'm not going to blame the realtors or anybody, the price of whatever. But
thank you.
Why aren't there any studio apartments?
Who'd like to come up next?
Randy Mack, Bullhead City. Good evening, Mayor, Council members. I have wonderful news for the city of Bullhead. The city of Bullhead has a brand new morning show, Monday through Friday, on 103.9 Jack FM, Mac in the Morning. I am your humble host. My focus is all about local events and local business and local happenings. So it's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Please join me in the morning and listen and have a great time. I had fun this morning. I told people that as I was on air this morning that I would give them a wave while I was on the camera at the city council meeting tonight. So I thought I'd do a little bit better and hop up and say, here we go. I'm here talking to the council. So please listen to the show 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, 103.9 Jack FM. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Next.
Brian Ware, Bullhead City, Mayor, Council, Staff, Toby, and maybe Mark on this one. I'm back up here, the same thing 3 weeks ago. I was up here, or the sub pump issue, or, this is a problem. We got a 6-foot fence now, 18 inches off the property line, that's wrapping around this temporary deal. Why aren't we finding the developer or are writing letters to them to start finding them or something. It's unacceptable. I mean, you know, I know you weren't here for the last one, but there was premium paid for that lot. Premiums paid for that home to be on that lot for that view. And now I got a 6-foot fence. We got to do something. I know they don't like to put pressure on them, but time to put pressure on them. And we're getting no response, even from your department. So maybe you could, talk to Edie about that and see about responding. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Mayor and City Council, my maiden name's Paula Hudgens. I lived here from 57 to 67 at Lake Mojave, Bullhead City. I enjoyed the quiet life, always doing things right and trying to do the best we could It's a great thing to see how it's grown and how everything's changed. We didn't have a mayor. We didn't have a council. We just helped each other out and had the big borough barbecues. So I've lived here all that time, always trying to do the right thing. So, my new name is Paula Fontes Hamby. And actually, my husband used to work here, Mr. Fontes, in the engineering department. We tried to move back several times, how about 10 times, but we never made it back until recently. We're noticing more an attack on everybody, on our attorneys, our nation, and even our citizens' rule of law is just really getting out of shape. And I found this poem that Pastor Martin Niemöller wrote a long time ago. I'm sure you heard it. First they came for the communists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialist, and they didn't speak out because I'm not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unions. I didn't speak out because I'm not a trade union. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak to. Today, I got hit right in the face. I have two attorneys in my life. They're my children. They're coming after attorneys now. I heard it on the television. I had heard rumors. The rule of law attorneys. I cannot believe it. A woman came on the news, and I wrote it down somewhere and lost it. But she said, I received a letter. I was raised here. I was born here. But I'm an immigration attorney. And they are attacking me. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is me. Does anybody else feel like you're being attacked right now? Or your family? Or your friends? There's stuff going on. And as our community builds and helps each other, I think we get stronger. I know there's some problems with the Democrats and Republicans, but I'm hoping we get more together and try to solve problems and help each other out. It was funny because I went to turn off the TV and there was a lady on with a t-shirt that said, help fight hate. So thank you very much. And
thank you. Anyone else like to come up? No one else? Oh, come on, Tracy.
Good evening, Nicole Tracy here. Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, City Manager, City Council members, friends, city officials. Thank you for having me. I'm here this evening to talk about the 3rd annual Kirk Tracy Musical Memorial Walk that will be happening Saturday, May the 10th at the, thank you, Dave Heath and Parks and Rec, at the Heritage Trail off of Davis Camp. And very, very excited about that. The funds that we raise for this 5K walk go to raising funds for instruments. This actual project, which I have a few that I'm working on, so I want to make sure I'm being clear. This is for brand new instruments from Eastman saxophone. They also, not just saxophones, we gifted clarinet last year. We're working to get 4 instruments this year. Working the morning, we'll have wonderful Mojave High School and MALC students performing. We'll have DJ Loki there. We'll be providing coffee, Tasa with coffee. WORMC will be providing waters. We're just, the community is coming together. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to join us, please. It's going to be a beautiful morning. And so I want to thank our wonderful sponsors again, Parks and Rec. Thank you. The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis is helping me make this whole thing happen. Chris Barton, American Family Insurance, Radio Central, Culver's, WORMC, Dr. Terry Coyle, Cruise and Custom Designs, Blade Girl, Eastman Saxophones, River Rock for all of our wonderful banners, HPH Home Care. We'll have face painting and balloon hats, hydration tea, and it's just going to be a beautiful time. A drum circle and acoustic musicians along the path when you get your water. We'll have Black Mountain Search and Rescue that will be there. Also, Sean will be representing, and so it's going to be just a beautiful morning. And also, I wanted to say earlier, and I didn't say this, congratulations to the city on the opening of the McCormick Performing Arts Pavilion. I just think it's beautiful, and it's going to be great for our city and, again, encourage music and arts. So that's my time, pretty much, and I thank you so much. To get information on that, you can just, real quickly, on Facebook, it's real simple. It's the Kirk Tracy Musical Memorial Fun Walk, but you can just go to Kirk Tracy Walk. It'll come right up. There's a QR code where you can go to sign up and get your T-shirt. It's $35. You get your T-shirt and a bag of goodies for the day. And also, I've got flyers. So thank you for your time, and thank you, community, for supporting this, and hope to see you all there.
Thank you.
God bless.
Anyone else?
Good evening, Council, Mayor, Gary Genovese, Bullhead City, a.k.a. the Ham Man. Now, as you all know, Easter is just around the corner, and we are doing a fundraiser for the Colorado River Museum. I mentioned the Colorado River Museum a number of times, but I sometimes forget that the Little Red Schoolhouse is there also. Now, I'm 83 years old, and I went to a school that was brick and mortar, but I did sit at a bench-type table with an inkwell in the right-hand corner, so I can appreciate what that little schoolhouse has to offer. So if you ever get a chance, go on up to the museum. It's in Community Park, and you'll enjoy yourself at the museum and at the Little Red Schoolhouse. Also, I just learned that we're getting a gentleman that's going to build a Native American diorama for the museum, which should be ready in about 4 to 6 months or so. So that should be a welcome addition to the museum. But it can't happen without donation funds. And the donation funds in this case are honey-baked ham. You all have heard me talk about that delicious, salty, pinky interior and the nice, juicy, crusty stuff on the outside. It really, really will complement your Easter Sunday dinner table. So don't forget us. We will be picking up the hams Thursday. I'll be taking the ladies up to Las Vegas, Henderson, to pick up the hams, and we'll have them back between 4 and 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoons. So in that respect, you have to give Susanna Van Sloten a call to place your order, and her number is 928-234-4807. 928-234-4807. She will have all the details for you and can take your order, and you really, really appreciate your ham that we'll deliver to you on Thursday. So with that, oh, wait a minute. I composed a little jingle for you. I'm sure you all want to hear my dulcet tones. Nothing could be sweeter than a honey ham at Easter. Ooh, ooh, honey, honey, won't you carry me home? So remember, light up the switchboards. Let's hear it. Call Susanna at 928-234-4807. Thank you. See you then.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Grace Hecht. I definitely will not be as entertaining as that was. I just wanted to invite everybody. We have our drive-through food distribution happening this Saturday at 590 Hancock at the Bullhead Regional Food Bank. And just a special thank you to St. Mary's Food Bank for providing all of that food every single month for almost the last 3 years to our community. And the building that's being built right behind it looks beautiful, and it's almost done, so that's very exciting. So if you'd like to volunteer, you can come on Friday from 3 to 6 and help pack up the food. And then on that Saturday morning, which is this coming Saturday, we start distributing at 7 a.m., and you just drive through. So any and all volunteers are appreciated. Another thing that I wanted to mention is Make Bullhead Better is partnering with Mojave Community College, and we are doing a Little Sprouts Farmers Market in the state of Arizona. Children under the age of 18 don't have to have a business license, and they can make up to $10,000. So we're using this time during the summer when it's so hot and kids are out of school to help them start their own little businesses. And you can find out more information about that on makebullheadbetter.com. And so we encourage children to sign up and start their own businesses. We already have 15 children that are registered, and we're super excited to share that with the community and encourage young entrepreneurs in Bullhead City. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else like to come up?
Good evening, Council Mayor, Council Members, and Toby Cotter. As you know, we are advocates of the Mojave High School drama and music.
Say your name, please.
Eva Genovese, Bullhead City. Gary and I support the drama and the musical departments over at our high school. And the next drama musical will be Into the Woods, and it is on April 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, which is this week. We plan on attending on Thursday the 16th, on Wednesday the 16th, and on the 19th, because we like to see the final show. Tickets are only $7, and it's worth $1 million to go see these kids. They really work to please everyone. And if you haven't been, please attend. It's at the high school auditorium, and it starts at 7 o'clock, but they open the doors at 6. My second one is, I'm so excited, this is our probably 10th annual Republican event at the Riverside Hotel. We named it America First Victory Gala because we did win the election, and we now have President Trump. Our guest keynote speaker will be our next governor, Andy Biggs, and the candidate for Arizona Attorney General, Rodney Glassman, and our legislators will be there to give an update. Our MC is our mayor, Steve D'Amico. I'm sorry, auctioneer. Our MCs are Hildy Angus and Leo Biasucci. So it's going to be a fabulous night. Ladies get to dress up. Guys don't have to, but us ladies like to dress up. So please come. Tickets are only $75, and I do have tickets. And we have about 16 places left in the we're going to have about 250 people there, so it's going to be fabulous. We're going to have silent auction and a live auction. And Steve is our live auction engineer. Auctioneer, got it. Anyway, we hope you come and see me for tickets. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, my name is Ivy Yeomans, and we recently bought a motorhome for my, there was a fire in the next door neighbor's house, and they no longer wanted to keep their motorhome. So we bought it, we put it on our adjacent property, and Cheryl, the code enforcement woman representative, asked us, told us we had to leave. Well, today, but we had to move it. It has to be connected to a structure, an already built structure like a home or a mobile home. So I looked it up in the Arizona Revised Statutes, and there's nothing in the ARS that states that a motorhome can't be parked on property where there's no adjacent structure. So I don't know where that city law came from, but I in the future, I would like to see it change. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Julie Hassett, Bullhead City. Good evening, Mayor, Council, and staff members. I just want to give a great big congratulations to all of you, to the City of Bullhead City, Mojave County, John and Olivia McCormick, and so many other people that contributed to the new John and Olivia McCormick Performing Arts Pavilion. It was a fabulous day. Went back again the next day for some great music, and also kudos to Parks and Recreation for doing a great job. It was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to a lot more events there. It's going to be it's a great asset for our community. I'd like to say thank you to everybody that helped make our Colorado River Concert 50th golden anniversary amazing. It was phenomenal, it was memorable, it was wonderful. We had more attendance than ever, and thank you to our donors, our board members, concert attendees, our volunteers. We had an amazing 50th year. It truly was golden in many ways. And now we're on to our 51st year here in Bullhead City of bringing wonderful, world-class, quality, family-friendly entertainment to our community. Some of the highlights for our upcoming season is Lauren Yelenkovich, who is a beautiful soprano accompanied by a pianist. And Lauren has toured with Yanni as his featured vocalist to sold-out venues all over the world. And now she's coming to Bullhead City. So we're really excited about that. We have the Brothers Doobie, who you might figure out is a tribute to the Doobie Brothers, a six-piece band that's energetic and fun and going to recreate those wonderful sounds of a much-loved band. The Swan Brothers are a sibling pop and country duo, and they were finalists on NBC's The Voice, season 4, on Team Blake Shelton. So we're really looking forward to these people. In addition to that, Mid-Atlantic Men, Broadway talent, global hits, Two Americans versus One Brit. So it's only $100 for the whole season, 4 shows. You can go to crconcerts.com and get more information, watch some videos about the performances. And we hope that you'll join us for our 51st year. It doesn't start till November 13th, but the sooner you get your tickets, the better. We appreciate your support. Also, I'm really excited to say that while James Gish, he's our Mojave High graduate, when he was in town in between tours, in between Europe and Abu Dhabi, he came and to the Mojave High School Auditorium and coached the Mojave High Drama Club for their upcoming performance, Into the Woods. And he really intended only to stay an hour, but he was there almost 3 hours. He did a Q&A with the kids and then coached them for singing, for movement and things. He was on stage with them, and I'm really thankful that he spent some of his time at his alma mater high school, Mojave High School. So thanks, everybody, and see you at the concert.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, we're going to close the call to the public. Agenda modifications. Are there any items to be withdrawn from or moved to the appropriate place on the agenda? If not, I'll take a waiver motion, please.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to waive the reading in full of all ordinances and resolutions presented for adoption at this meeting.
Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Manager's report.
Good evening, Mayor D'Amico, council members. The first item on my report this evening is a report from Dave Heath on the Bullhead City Summer Camp.
Mr. Mayor and council, thank you, Mr. Cotter. it's that time of year, and I want everybody to be thinking about it, thinking about your kids and how much fun that they're going to have this summer, most especially at our summer camps. Our summer camps are going to be running from May 27th through June 27th. This summer, we have a total of 45 different camps happening, so there's bound to be something for every kid to enjoy. We do have our first sellout. That's Drone Camp has already sold out, so we're happy about that. We're sorry to everyone that didn't get into that one. We already have 340 kids registered for various camps, which is way ahead of our number last year, so we're expecting an all-time high this year for registrants at camp. Our early bird special ended yesterday, but there's still a lot of great value that you can find out there. Some of our new camps this year include the Slime Camp, Music Camp, MMA Camp, Intro to Drawing, and a special camp that we're calling Chef Masters, and it's an advanced cooking camp. We've been doing a cooking camp for the last couple years, and it's been very popular, and we have an amazing instructor who is taking it to the next level, and that instructor happens to be our Public Works Director, Angie Johnson. So we're very excited for that one, and I heard there's some things that are going to be happening in that class that all the kids that are looking to get to the next level of cooking are going to be really excited about. This is our program for the camps, and we encourage everybody to get one. They're being sent to all of the schools in all the districts in the local area, so parents, you should see these coming home soon. I know a lot of kids, I've been seeing them already, including my daughter being one of them, looking through it and wondering which camps that they're going to go to with their friends. And I'm going to cut this a little bit short right now because I could go on and on about how much I love summer camps. It's one of our most enjoyable times, and Claire Adams does an amazing job with it, and she lives for this event every year. And I'm sorry she couldn't be here. I know that she's a lot more enjoyable at these meetings than I am, but she will do a great job with the camp. But the one thing that I want to mention is just give you a little glimpse. Week one, this is what we have to offer. Track camp, Little Brushes beginner painting, beads and things bracelet making, music makers, kickstart soccer camp, intro to photography camp, masterpiece makers advanced painting, drone camp, Lego Masters building camp, and volleyball camp for the younger ages. That's just week one. There's going to be great things happening all summer long, so get your kids involved. You're not going to regret it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Council members, the second item on my report is the Gary Keith Park, the John and Olivia McCormick Pavilion, Performing Arts Pavilion. I think staff has some photos that they're going to share from the event on Friday. We did have the official ribbon cutting and opening there on Friday afternoon, and the new pavilion is really state-of-the-art, competes with anything you'd find in any city in Southern California. The park itself can be used for a multitude of purposes, from, you know, a carnival, a performing arts, a blues festival, anything, you name it, that stage and that pavilion can be used for a wide variety of events and activities. So we mentioned at the event that we started that in 2016, so it took quite a few years to build up the funding and the partnerships to make that pavilion and park possible. There's a bathroom there, there's a walking path, and a number of amenities now with the pavilion. So it's open for the public. It can be rented out for special events. Promoters are already talking to Dave. In fact, this first weekend, he took a number of inquiries from folks who are interested in bringing performing arts to that stage. And so we believe it'll be very popular, and we'll see a lot of activities there throughout the days and weeks and years ahead. So it was a fantastic weekend out there at the park, and it was a great afternoon on Friday. Dave's favorite part that he told me, and Mackenzie, they love the Bullheads Got Talent contest that took place from noon to three on Saturday, and they were just amazed at all the local talent that was out there on the stage. So that's the update on the pavilion project. And then I go to the next item. I know we have a ton of pictures, and I'll have to cut our staff off. We have a ton of pictures, and a lot of them are on social media. You could check it out. We have a little video to play to show the right turn lanes that were open this morning on Highway 95.
We just seen us open three new right-hand turn lanes here in Bullhead City, which is two important things. One is going to help us relieve traffic on Highway 95 on the north-south corridor, and safety on making right-hand turn lanes onto these new streets. Right here on Sterling, if you watch the video, we just did two other openings there, and we have more to come. 2 years ago, I went to our state legislators. John Gillette spearheaded it. We received $9 million, and then that money got swept by ADOT, so we had to go back again the next year, and John went to bat for us again, and we got that money that time. There's only so many ways we could leave traffic, and this is one of the big ways with right-hand turn lanes. Well, these three right-hand turn lanes we did cost us $474,000. I couldn't even imagine how much they would have cost going through ADOT. Each level of government you go through, everything costs more. People that live in this community, they're going to notice right away the difference it makes in traffic and safety. We're going to have one by Safeway, one by Mojave High School, and a few others down Highway 95 and other locations as well.
Thanks to our mayor for doing that early this morning. So Mayor D'Amico was out there, and I apologize to the other council members. This rush hour traffic is probably not a good time to do a ribbon cutting, so we had to be a little inventive, and we thought, well, we'll just get a squad car and the mayor, and we'll open all three of those right turn lanes up. We are going to be breaking ground here at the right turn lane in front of Mojave High School here in the next, really in the next couple weeks. So when that one opens, we have a very safe place to park. We can all go out. We can actually, you know, get a group shot and cut the ribbon at that one. And then we're almost done with design on the right turn lane in front of Safeway. So we actually met with the property owner and with Safeway last week. We believe we have consensus to move forward on that project. So that'll be the next one Angie puts out to bid. So the right turn lane project, I definitely agree with what the mayor said. Our overhead is minuscule compared to what they would be at our state and federal partners. So we're able to get a lot more done with the $8 million than they would be, for sure. So enjoy those right turn lanes at Central, Rising Sun, and Sterling. And you'll see more to come. A quick note on our state sovereign land. We had talked to council about that, our priorities for this upcoming legislative season. We had identified some additional sovereign lands in front of the condos on the north side of town, and then sort of the peninsula by Palo Verde Meadows. Travis and the mayor worked on a bill. It easily passed the House and Senate. It's now been signed by the governor. So congratulations for more state sovereign land becoming part of the city holdings for public purpose. This really wasn't like last year. Last year we had all these lands that we were paying leases on and they were in our parks. This was for the community. This was something that folks in Palo Verde and folks out at the red condos, they've been dealing with the state land department for a very long time. And I mean, essentially they were really, really begging us to help them to alleviate some of these pressure points. And so now those state pressure points are our pressure points, and we'll be able to work with the neighborhood to resolve those. And so we've gone through a couple years now where almost all of those state sovereign lands along the river are in the city holdings. And I think it goes with council's priority that the best control is right here at City Hall. If people have an issue or a grievance, they get 3 minutes right here to come tell you what it is and talk to you and work through it. That doesn't exist with the folks at the state and federal government most times. On May 8th, we will be having our budget workshop starting here at 9 o'clock in the morning. The public is welcome. We do televise those. The council does take comment. Usually the mayor takes comment at the end. I know it was mentioned that we cut it to half day. Well, we definitely didn't cut it to any particular time. We'll start at 9 and we'll go as long as we need to go to get through the budget. And if we have to, we'll come back on May 9th on Friday. So it will be posted that way. Usually, Mayor D'Amico runs a pretty tight budget ship, and we'll be ready to answer your questions. And the council gets their budget books in advance. We'll let the public know when it's posted online. And we're happy to talk about those issues well before the budget workshop on May 8th. Tentatively scheduled to open on May 8th with a grand opening is the Abbott, the new apartments, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom apartments down on Clearwater, right right up by D'Angelo's. Most people would know that area. It's a beautiful development. We posted on Facebook over the weekend that they're taking applications. There's probably not many left at this point in time, but they are taking applications. You could go to the city's Facebook or to their website to learn how to apply and what the requirements are to apply. If it all works out with the state delegation, we'll break during our budget meetings at some point in time and just go down the street to do the grand opening and view the property. So it looks like we'll be opening that on May 8th. And then the new apartments up on Havasupai, it looks like June 5th or 6th is what we're aiming for. Billy tells me it might be a little bit later based on some building issues, but we're shooting for that as well. And then one quick comment, Brian Ware brought it up at Call to the Public. We're very well aware of the issue up at Fox Creek. Mark's been trying to get the new owners to comply with some of the requirements on the water system up there and get rid of that booster pump. We're doing everything in our power to inspire that, and we hope to get that done as soon as we possibly can. And we'll keep on the developers up there to get that done. Thank you.
Thank you, City Manager Carter. Mayor and council members' reports on current events. Anybody have anything?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On excuse me, on May 3rd, that's Saturday, from 10 to 5 at Community Park, will be the 74th Bullhead City Rotary Club Borough Barbecue. Anybody that's ever been to one of those events knows it's a great time. It is being moved from Rotary Park to Community Park. So stop by either the Rotary Club's Facebook page or search Borough Barbecue Bullhead City, and you'll find the information, everything you need to know about spending a great day in the park.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'd just like to wish everyone a very happy and safe Easter.
All right, no one else? All right. Okay, thank you. All right, items to withdraw from the consent agenda. If there are none, I'll accept a motion to approve the consent agenda, please.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to remove item number 3.
Okay. Motion to approve without item number 3. Go back to
motion to approve items number 1 and 2 from the consent agenda.
Second the motion.
All right, cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
All right, item number 3.
Item number 3, discussion and possible action to authorize budget amendments from general fund general services contingency to applicable departments and funds.
Mayor D'Amico, council members, this item is a little bit outside of the budget, but it's pretty much carrying forward all the priorities and initiatives of the city and the city council for the year. Some of these are unknown. Some of these are overages. Some of them were already approved by council. But we do one usually about this time of the year where we've got some strict auditing requirements that we have to follow. So even though, for example, council already approved the Gary Keith Park and we built it and it's done, we didn't actually do the line item transfer within the budget yet. So while this is mostly a technical issue, there are a few things, for example, like the grease trap replacement over at the senior center. That's something that Angie has found through this construction project with the Senior Enrichment Center that was definitely needed. And so you'll find a few things on there that make all the sense in the world and a few that you might have questions on. We're happy to answer any questions you have on any of it.
Yeah, I just had a question on the $200,000 for the Community Park ADA update. Was that the ADA playground?
No, so that would be the ADA wheelchair access at the river. So Ms. Johnson at Community Park actually already poured the concrete, which will allow someone in a wheelchair or other ADA issues to get access to the river. This is actually completing that, and I'll let her detail that for you if you don't mind.
So the area would be to install 2 concrete ADA parking stalls, but also creating ADA access down to where you can get into the river with a wheelchair. So we have access in the river, but we don't have access from the parking lot to it. So that's the $200,000 is to build a retaining wall and get the grades and all that to get down to the river itself.
Is that going to be by the Colorado Bell, or is it further down the other way?
It's approximately, I'd say, 75 feet south of the Bell. There will be a sidewalk coming off the Bell on the south side. There's a gate at the Bell, and that slab also will tie in so that you can wheel up to the or walk up to the Bell if you need to.
Thank you.
Yeah, Councilman, if you've seen that pad that's there south of the Bell, that's exactly the area where it would be. And that was the conversation that came up. The council directed that during the master plan workshop and discussion that we had.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Any other comments? All right, I'll take a motion, please.
Motion to approve item number 3.
Second the motion.
Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 4.
Item number 4, this is a public hearing, discussion and possible action to make a recommendation to the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses and Control to approve the application for a Series 12 restaurant liquor license job number 333895 and interim permit submitted by Jared Michael Repensky for the French Connection Restaurant and Bar located at 2245 Clearwater Drive, Bullhead City.
Mayor D'Amico, council members, staff has reviewed, has no concerns. Billy and myself met Kitty down at the facility. There was some question, and it might be confusing because, you know, there's essentially a number of businesses and a number of locations in that area. So the American Legion, which is a city-owned building, and then Ralph and Norma Blunt own those other two buildings, right, where you have the Voodoo Restaurant and now the French Connection. So those are separate locations. We worked through that issue with the applicant and the state, and we stand ready to answer any questions. The applicant is here.
Anybody have any questions, comments? Would the applicant like to say anything?
Thank you, City Council. I'm Kitty Rain. I would just like to say that I'm excited to open the French Connection here in Bullhead City. I was involved in the original opening of Voodoo Cove, and I still love Voodoo Cove, but I since have moved on and opened my own restaurant. And I'd like to extend a special thank you to the City of Bullhead. This city has been warm and welcome to me since the moment I got here 2.5 years ago, and a special thank you to Toby and to Billy and the City Clerk's Office. You've all been extraordinarily helpful, and I'm happy to be part of our community.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the audience? All right, then I'll entertain a motion, please.
Motion to approve item number 4.
Second the motion.
Cast your votes.
Council member 7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 5.
Item number 5, discussion and possible action to adopt resolution number 2025-R-13, approving the intergovernmental agreement between the Mojave County Flood Control District and Bullhead City, Arizona for flood control for the disbursement and use of funds for flood control projects within Bullhead City during fiscal year 2025-2026.
Mayor D'Amico, council members, while this could probably have been a consent agenda item, it's a large amount and we feel that it's appropriate to explain it to the council and the public. The city does work with Mojave County on flood control funding. It is part of your tax bill paid to the county and then remitted back to the four cities in the county, and then the county retains approximately 20% of the funds paid in the city and 100% of those funds paid outside of the cities. We believe this is fair and appropriate. It's a cordial relationship with the county on these funds. These funds are solely used for flood control projects. Ms. Johnson and I stand for any questions, or if you have any concerns about the utilization of those, you will hear about that in the upcoming budget workshops. It is part of the annual funding.
Anyone have any questions, comments? Anyone from the audience? All right, entertain a motion, please.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept line item 5 as stated.
Second.
Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 6.
Item number six, discussion and possible action to approve the purchase of HydroStop InstaValve equipment, parts, and training from HydroStop in the amount of $82,381 plus applicable taxes, and authorize the city manager to issue resultant payments.
Mayor D'Amico, council members, our utilities director, Mark Clark, will present this item.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter. Mr. Mayor, council members, this is a request to purchase some equipment and some initial consumables, in other words, some valves that we would be putting in. This is a piece of equipment that will allow us to install valves in areas where we do not have the ability to shut down a small area. So in other words, this would allow us to put in valves while the lines remain live with flow going through them. The first place that the city used this was out at our Section 10 wastewater plant when we had a valve to install that needed to be replaced for our fine screens. It was going to cost us thousands of dollars to try and shut down this operation because we'd have to do bypass pumping, we'd have to dig 20 feet down to get to the valve. And so we decided to try this HydroStop as an alternative. It cost us somewhere around $5,000 to put this valve in. And it worked so well that we used it on a number of locations on our water side as well. So what this will do is this will allow us, my staff, to actually do the install of these valves. We have literally thousands of valves within the city limits. And we have a team now, council approved last year, for us to put together a hydrant and valve team. They are going throughout the city. We are testing our valves along with our hydrants, and we're finding a number of our valves that are not working, that are inoperable. So we will be able to use this on both our wastewater and our water side without having to shut down customers. For example, last week we had to do a shutdown to install a booster station for the new apartments that are going on in on Havasupai. We had to literally shut down a whole section of the city to be able to allow them to put in their valve. With this HydroStop, we could have put in a valve before where they wanted to put in their valve. We wouldn't have had to shut anybody off. We had to shut Walmart off, big chunk of businesses along Miracle Mile. This would allow us not to have to do that. And again, we have the same problem on the wastewater side. Sewage, we can back it up into the collection system a certain amount, but there's a limitation on the amount of time we can do that before we start overflowing. So this equipment will allow us to replace valves, like I said, with the sewage or the water running through it without having to shut anybody down. And we're hitting the Buena Vista area and checking the valves there, and we know there are huge problems with valves not operating in that area. So this equipment will come in very, very handy to us. So we're looking for you to approve us purchasing equipment and some valves so that we can begin those install processes in some locations.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mark, for this $82,381, will that cover the additional 2,000 valves that need to be replaced?
No, but it will give us the equipment to be able to replace them, because we're only getting, I believe it's four valves come with the equipment, so that'll get us started. But we will continue to have to buy the valve components when we need them.
You have a rough order of magnitude what the cost will be for those 2,000 that you'll need?
Not at this time, because they vary in size. A 6-inch valve is a lot less expensive than a 12-inch valve. So until we have our team complete going through all of the valves within the city, I won't have an estimate on that because I won't know what size valves we need to replace.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mark, is there any supply chain issues with the valves?
No, it comes from here in the U.S.
So we will get them right away when we
yeah,
when we
they said them. It's an 8-week time frame to get it.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone from the audience? All right, I'll entertain a motion, please.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve line item 6 as read.
Second the motion.
Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 7.
Item number 7, discussion and possible action to approve, 1, the agreement for full service odor and corrosion control program for 10-1 and 10-6 lift stations with Equivalve Technologies LLC in amount not to exceed $80,154. 2, funding for the purchase of additional bioxide chemical for lift station 16-2 in an amount not to exceed $161,101, and the acquisition of goods and services for the proceeding as sole source, and 4, authorize the city manager to execute the agreement and issue resultant payments.
Mayor D'Amico, council members, about a year, 2 years ago, Mark and I sat over by the post office. There was some Facebook clamor about, you know, that lift station right there. Mark has since fixed that problem, and we don't hear that clamoring. It did emit an odor, and we've had other odors throughout the city from time to time, and council's direction has been very clear. Nobody wants to smell any odors from our wastewater treatment facility, and I give Mark and his team a lot of credit. They've been doing a lot to make sure that you're not smelling it when you drive around, ever. It's not perfect, as any community has this issue, but it takes a budget for Mark to do that, and that's what he's presenting here, and certainly he has, you know, can answer any questions. But we've talked about this at previous meetings and other workshops, but certainly Mark can answer any questions that you might have.
Well, I live in that area by Lakeside, so I'm well aware of the problems we had. The hair is just now growing back in my nose from that, but I appreciate that we're moving forward to fix this. And any questions, comments from anyone on the council? Anyone from the audience? All right, I'll entertain a motion, please.
Motion to approve item number 7.
Second.
Second motion.
Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 8.
Item number 8, discussion and possible action to approve, 1, the agreement for rehabilitation for Section 10 Wastewater Treatment Plant Clarifier Number 1 for the components required for the rehabilitation of Clarifier Number 1 by Westech in an amount not to exceed $753,784 plus any applicable taxes and shipping. 2, the waiver of competitive bidding pursuant to the Bullhead City Municipal Code 3.37.030D as being in the best interest of the city. And 3, authorize the city manager to execute the agreement and issue resultant payments.
Mayor D'Amico, council members, items 8, 9, and 10 are all related. The council held a workshop the previous meeting. Any resident can go watch that and see Mark's hour-long presentation on wastewater, wastewater equipment, all the pictures. He gave us a grand presentation. He'll abbreviate that now, but for items 9 and 10, the city clerk will still have to read the item, but you won't get a presentation from us. We'll give the full presentation right now. Again, Mark will give the abbreviated presentation because he did a very good job of educating the community about the clarifiers at the last meeting. But for the record and for the minutes and for the public, Mark can talk about all 3 clarifiers.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter. Mr. Mayor, Council, as you recall from our workshop last time, we have 2 clarifiers that we currently have in operation at Section 10. One of the clarifiers has failed. We now have temporary equipment in there to keep it operating until we can get this new equipment. That is clarifier number 2 that failed. Clarifier number 1 is still operating. However, the equipment is old, and it was put in at a similar time as what we put in number 2. Clarifier number 3 will be a new clarifier that we will be constructing. That is part of our capital budget for next year, as well as all the equipment to replace what we have in clarifier number 1, number 2, and the new equipment that we'll get for clarifier number 3. The equipment that we're looking to purchase is from Westech. Westech is a company located in Salt Lake City, so we don't have any tariff issues or anything like that. This equipment is all made here in the USA. And this is equipment that we've used in this plant since 2005, I think, was when we first put this type of equipment in there. This is not the only place we use that equipment at the plant. We also use the same equipment, or very similar equipment, in our oxidation ditch. It comes from Westech, and later on we'll be talking about, you already actually approved that equipment to be purchased. The reason we're bringing this here to you today is because there's a 9-month lag to get the equipment, because they have to build it all. Basically, when we buy this equipment, they're going to make it, bring it here, and install it. So this price includes everything. This will be an installed price, and they'll go through an in-service with our staff to make sure they know exactly what to do with the new equipment, because there are some changes between this and the old equipment that we have in installed right now. There have been some improvements in it. But what we will be doing is we will be basically rehabbing our clarifier number one, clarifier number two, and building the new clarifier number three. So kind of think of it as playing dominoes. Once we build clarifier number three, we will get that equipment put in, and then we will empty clarifier number two into clarifier number one. We'll put the equipment in clarifier number two. Once we get that all up and operating, we will empty clarifier number one into clarifier number two, and we will get clarifier number one completed. So it's a long process. There's very little of the equipment in these oxidation ditches that we are these clarifiers that we currently have operating that we will be able to reuse, but we will reuse the catwalks and the tanks themselves. So a big expense of it will be saved. We will just have to clean and recoat the clarifiers, and then this equipment will be installed. I stand for any questions.
Thank you. It's not how I play dominoes, but I get what you're saying.
Go ahead, Dan. You've done a lot of clarifying down there.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got a few questions, Mark. Is West Tech the only company that can do this kind of work?
No, there are other companies out there that make not exactly the same equipment, but equipment that could do the same thing. In one of the clarifiers, we currently have another brand in there. It doesn't work near as well as the West Tech, and that's the equipment that has actually failed on us. They have a combination of things that they do differently that really we don't particularly care for, and had we known what we know now, back then when we put that in, we would not have put that system in.
Okay, in the summary, it states that the cost of components, including installation, and an additional 5 days of labor, only if needed, is the $753,000 figure. Now, if the 5 days aren't needed, do we get any type of reimbursement? Because you're talking three different groups, three different times, would be looking at that 5 days.
Yeah, if we don't need those extra 5 days, we will not be paying for those extra 5 days. That's just in case something happens and we need a little more time to get something done. We put that in there as a little bit of a buffer, a contingency, if you will. If we don't need them, we won't be paying for them, and we won't be using that. But we didn't want to have to come back to council for a couple thousand dollars on a multi-million dollar project.
Okay, next question I have. Were any discounts given as a result of them getting three of these contracts valued at $2,286,734?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Were any discounts given?
Oh.
In other words,
no,
we
did not get any discounts.
Get a little discount.
We did not get any discounts, but the pricing that they did was with the assumption that they would be able to do all three together.
Okay, thank you. No further questions. I appreciate it, Mark.
I got an extensive tour of it when I first took over this job, so I understand the problems. I think you guys do a great job. We're spending a lot of money on something that we have to fix because we own it. It's a lot of money that we're spending. At some point, we're going to probably have to raise the rates. I'm just saying we're spending a lot of money. People don't think about that, but we're fixing a broken car that we bought, and we got to get it better. We got to get it up and running. I appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you. And we try to make it where people don't think about us, because if they're thinking about us, something's gone wrong.
Anyone else? Anyone from the public? All right, I'll entertain a motion, please.
Motion to approve item number 8.
Second. Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 9.
Item number 9, discussion and possible action to approve, 1, the agreement for rehabilitation of Section 10 wastewater treatment plant clarifier number 2 for the components required for the rehabilitation of clarifier 2 by West Tech, an amount not to exceed $751,795, plus any applicable taxes and shipping, and two, the waiver of competitive bidding pursuant to Bullhead City Municipal Code 3.37.030D as being in the best interest of the city, and three, authorize the city manager to execute the agreement and issue resultant payments.
Mayor D'Amico, staff stands for questions.
Anyone have any questions, comments? Anyone from the audience? Motion, please.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept line item 9 as stated. Thank you.
Second.
Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number 10.
Item number 10, discussion and possible action to approve, 1, the agreement for rehabilitation of the Section 10 wastewater treatment plant clarifier number 3 for the components required for the rehabilitation of clarifier number 3 by West Tech in an amount not to exceed $781,155 plus any applicable taxes and shipping, 2, the waiver of competitive bidding pursuant to Bullhead City Municipal Code 3.37.030D as being in best interest of the city, and 3, authorize the city manager to execute agreement and issue resultant payments.
Mayor D'Amico, staff stands for questions.
Thank you. Any questions?
All my questions I have been asked and answered. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone from the audience? Motion, please.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 10 as read.
Cast your votes.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
All right, that concludes our meeting. Everybody have a